Now, I've asked Mr. Jensen to show a slide for me here, a slide that you looked at earlier. And and this is a slide that shows Exhibit 47 and Exhibit 82. And we're talking specifically about the item that you tested that was listed as Q2.
Okay.
Now, looking at the Exhibit 82 portion of this slide, I think you testified earlier that appears to you to be blood spatter. Is that accurate?
It does, and with the knowledge that we performed the Castlemyre test and it was positive, led me to believe that that would, well, Castlemyre positive meaning that there's indications of blood, so yes.
Is there anything to lead you to believe that this might have been juice from that beetle juice?
Nothing that points out specifically to be that. Like I said, the Castlemyre was positive, so that gives me indications that could be blood, and further testing showed that that was human blood.
And just looking at the pattern, it looks a lot more like blood spatter than spit, doesn't it?
From my experience in the bloodstain courses I've taken, yes, but I've also seen some spit that could kind of resemble that in some way. Got a lot.
And you testified that you tested that stain, or at least a portion of that stain. Not only for the Castlemyre, you discovered that it had the traits of blood, but you did a DNA test.
Right.
An STR test.
Right.
And the STR test, unlike the YSTR, it can be specific to the
individual. Right.
You discovered in that stain both a major profile and minor profile.
Correct.
And so to you, this merely means that there's the DNA of more than one individual.
Right.
And you identified that the major profile of this blood belonged to sermon.
Correct.
And you also identified that the minor profile, not in your examination today, but in your report when you did this examination, you said that the minor profile does not match USAR map. Is that correct?
And again, because there are two reports, the original report, yes, in the original report, I excluded Isar Met as a possible contributor to that stain. And then in my later report, where our interpretation guidelines have changed, the minor profile, so due to the level of complexity of the mixture, no conclusions could be made regarding contributor to the minor.
Would you, if you have it handy, would you take a look at your profiler plus chart that you did in the first testing of this?
Okay.
And starting in the third column down, well, let's just for clarification for the jury, and sorry, I don't have a way to project this chart here. The first two columns, the first one is the item number that's being tested, right?
Right, the Q1, Q2, Q3, Q4 on that first column.
And also the standards are Serenu and Nisar.
Correct.
And the second one is the column that denotes whether the contributor is male or female.
Right.
And so then when we start with the third column, the rest of those columns are specific alleles that you're looking at. To come up with the profile.
Right, so the columns are the locations. So if you remember, across the top was the loci, and then down the column is the allele calls.
And looking at that third column in Q2, the major profile shows STRs at 15 and 17. Or 15 and 17 STRs, those loci.
correct?
And both the Sarmat and Serenu have an identical profile of that website.
Correct.
But there's a minority profile that shows a 16.
Right.
And that belongs to neither Sarmat nor
Serenu. Correct.
And in the next column over, the next website, we have a majority profile 14 and 18, correct?
Yes.
And those match the majority profile of Serenu.
Right.
And then we have a minor profile of 16 again,
right,
which matches neither Isar nor Serenu.
Correct.
And in the next column, I'm just going to skip over the major profiles just for the sake of brevity.
Okay.
But the minor profile there, you have 19 and 20.
Right.
And while 20 matches one of ESAR's profiles, 19 matches neither ESAR nor Serenity.
Correct.
And in the next column, you have a loci with 13 STRs that matches neither ESAR nor Serenity.
Right, there's the minor is a 12-13, and also notice the star next to that. So the star, we use a star to indicate, you can't see really well on the chart up there, but a star indicates that there's some activity below our calling threshold, so there's some other type of potential allele or a possible allele that's below our calling threshold. So that gives me indication that there may be another allele in there, but just not high enough that I can call.
Okay, and then this isn't an exhibit. This is just so in any event, the same point that I wanted to make is that that's the reason that you excluded ESAR match being a contributor to Q2 in the original test, because you have these profiles that fit neither him nor Sarah.
That's correct.
Now, you testified today about some additional testing that you did on Q12. Now, on Exhibit 47, where was Q12 located at in the apartment? Do you happen to have? That's the first.
Q12 is the human blood swab from the west wall.
Exhibit 47. Okay, so where can you show with your marker where Q12 was in that?
Q12 is
right here. So if I understand correctly, that's on the wall at the bottom of the stairs?
Yes.
Okay. Sure. Okay, so and you, when you did your testing with respect to that spot or that stain, you excluded ESAR mass as being a contributor to that spot.
Yes, I did.
And if my memory is right, you also excluded Sarah Miller as being a contributor to that spot. Is that right?
No.
She was
The conclusion from that is that human blood stain from the west wall is a mixture of more than one individual with no clear major or minor contributor, and that sample V1, who is Sernamu, and E2, who is Kunu, are consistent with that combined profile.
Okay. And Kunu as you understand, it was one of the other roommates of the apartment.
Correct.